Shayna.
Christopher.
You know our corporate sponsor, Solution Aversion Associates?
Yes, I'm intimately familiar with them.
They have a 1-800 number.
Yes.
1-800 who cares?
Exactly.
I Googled 1-800 who cares.
Oh, God. And is there anyone on the other side of it?
It's a song. It's the name of a song.
Is it really?
By Jenny James.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to have to go listen to it. Welcome to What in God's Name. He's Chris Owen.
And she is Shayna Appel.
We are the show recasting our common narrative, trying to get past the binaries of politics and economics, which occupy so much of the conversation that takes place in the public square, but which does little to help us focus, highlight, or improve possibilities for human flourishing.
I was flipping through my notes, so I wasn't listening to what you said, Shayna. So is there anything else I should say about our show?
Absolutely not. I covered it. If you want, welcome back, Chris.
If you want to learn more about What in God's Name, give a listen to the trailer. It's more than a trailer because it's 8 minutes long. But at any rate, it's on the homepage of our website and you can learn more about what we do and why we do it. We invite you to subscribe to What in God's Name on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. All of these things help the algorithms. And we all know that the algorithms need help. We give a shout out to our loyal listeners in Charlottesville, Virginia today.
Hello
in Charlottesville.
Hello,
we're glad
Charlottesville.
You're with us. Shayna, we've had 2 weeks since we have spun our wheel. We didn't spin the wheel when we were having our conversation with Leslie Rawlings.
Well, let's get back to it, Chris. Give that bad boy a twist.
So we need to spin the wheel. And before we do that, I just want to give a big thanks to Leslie for those two shows that we were able to produce from that conversation with her. It was very popular with a lot of people. Very serious. Today, we've got a not so serious.
Today, we're going to try to balance that out. But she's got me now watching YouTube videos of Pia Melody.
Nice.
Who, by the way, is absolutely brilliant. So if you liked the podcast from the last 2 weeks, by all means, check out Pia Melody, M-E-L-L-O-D-Y, on YouTube. She's awesome.
Did we decide that I'm spinning the wheel?
I think it's your turn. We didn't decide. There was no decision. It's just your turn. Is it shining light or is it Chris?
I declare that it is shining light.
Shining light. Shining light.
Here's what just occurred to me. This is one of the brilliant things about the spinny wheel, which is who knows where it's landing, and so we don't prepare, but shining light, like it immediately triggered in my mind, in my imagination, the lamp of knowledge. And so part of what we want to do on What in God's Name, shining light is actually one of our core values. And to me, shining light, you know, obviously this metaphor of light and darkness, I feel like in terms of the lamp of knowledge, that's so important in our world today.
Yeah, I'm, always sensitive when the metaphor of light comes up because of how poorly we have treated darkness in our culture and therefore people who are, you know, darker skinned. So, you know, to be clear, I want to be clear that I think there is value in both light and shadow. There is value in light and darkness. When we talk about shining light, we're often talking about shining a light on something, not that the light is good and the dark is bad, but as a way to illuminate what is potentially hidden within the darkness and bring that forth. And oftentimes that happens simply by putting a different spin on something or, you know, as we do, getting beyond the political and the economic nature of most of the conversation that happens in the public square today, to get beyond it to shine light from psychologic, theologic, philosophic perspectives.
You know, this is not competitive when you and I riff on wherever the spinny wheel lands, but I just want to say your riff was better than mine.
Well, I liked your riff, is all I'm saying. If you've been with us for the last 2 weeks, then you benefited from the deep wisdom and knowledge of our host. And
you mean our guest.
Our guest, yes. Thank you very much. And, you know, in an effort to find balance, now we are going to go to the extreme other end of that continuum, into the positively ridiculous, as we seek wisdom from the Gospel of the Inquirer on, yes, the actual magazine, The Inquirer.
It's actually The Examiner.
Oh, it's The Examiner, sorry. As we seek the light The Examiner seeks to shine on the struggles we're all engaging around this time of COVID.
So just to give the backstory, show development story here is that Shana's...
There is no show development story. Chris just wants us to riff off The Examiner, and thus...
We were planning this series on the mental and spiritual health of our culture and society in pandemic time. We were planning this around November and December, and so I was in the supermarket before Christmas, and I saw the National Examiner and the headline across the top, How to Beat Pandemic Trauma. So I bought the National Examiner. I'm looking at the date, December 6, 2021. And I brought this to the show and I said, Shana, let's do a show that's just a cold read of How to Beat Pandemic Trauma from the National Examiner. And I have been totally disciplined. The National Examiner has been sitting here for 2 months and I have not read it. It's totally cold. By the grace of editing, you will not have to put up with the time of me like flipping through the pages and reading every single bit of it. So we'll fast forward and edit all that out. But this is a cold read, totally 100% cold. It could be great. It could be awful. But we're going to do it.
It's like a polar plunge. It's just a cold dive into something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Oh, geez. Have you ever looked at the National Examiner?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. We might have to examine George Clooney's most embarrassing moments before we get to the pandemic trauma.
Oh, no, that'll be another show. Try to stay focused, Chris.
They don't have a table of contents, so I'm flipping through.
Where the hell is the story? You're almost to the end.
Oh, here it is. I found it. I don't know why I went zipping past. All right, so we're going to post some of these pictures on our Facebook page. Wonderful little picture here. From the good doctor, your health. Shake off COVID trauma. Tips for getting back to normal. Here we go. After a year and a half of COVID-19 fear, restrictions, loss, and lifestyle changes, most Americans are suffering what health experts are now calling COVID, capital C, collective, capital T, trauma, COVID collective trauma. And it will continue to affect us as things return to normal. Okay. So far, so good. If it makes you cringe to think about walking unmasked into a crowded bar, sitting shoulder to shoulder with strangers on an airplane, hugging and shaking hands upon greeting people, attending meetings in person instead of on Zoom, those are signs of continuing pandemic post-traumatic stress disorder, aka PTSD.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Long after the masks come off, people who do not have proper coping mechanisms will suffer, explained Deborah Faust. We'll need to look her up. A director at the Mental Health Association in New York State. With stress, when the particular thing that we're stressed about is resolved, the stress is reduced. Okay.
Say that last part again.
Yeah, with stress.
When the particular thing that we're stressed about is resolved, the stress is reduced. The difference between regular stress and traumatic stress is that once the event or the circumstance that we're stressed about is removed, the stress is still there.
Okay. I'm not overwhelmed yet.
It doesn't qualify as post-traumatic stress disorder necessarily. Yeah. I mean, if you're just saying discomfort, well, yeah, we'll have to get, those of us who have been walking around in masks all this time, we'll perhaps get used to being in more places without them. But I guess I reject the premise because what is back to normal?
Yeah. I wonder, it's interesting how we can take this, because I'm in my mind going, okay, well, I mean, this is, I don't think it stands, it doesn't bear our, I'll say this later, let's go read some more. The stress can be triggered by various experiences, whether you've lost a loved one, a job or freedoms. Others who have survived COVID may suffer long-term symptoms. And who hasn't experienced cabin fever from having to hunker down at home for months at a time? Okay, so my reflection is, it's just so much fluff. Like, it's just fluff. But what do I expect? It's the National whatever.
Examiner, yeah.
But I don't read these things. I don't know.
My fear is that there's a lot of people who are reading them, clearly. And so they are now walking around with a notion that, A, there's going to be a return to normal, i.e. a return to the way things were before COVID, which is functionally impossible. We are irrevocably changed as a consequence of having lived through this worldwide pandemic for 2 years. Nothing is ever going to, well, I'm not going to say nothing, but lots of things are going to change, some for the better, some for the less better. But it's like when you experience a personal loss, I mean, you don't ever go on, you're never the person you were before the loss, if it's a significant loss. You're never the person you were before the significant loss. You're now the person with the loss. Doesn't mean you can't be functional. I know, you think I'm taking this too seriously. You're laughing. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Dr. Faust, for your information, is, according to her LinkedIn page, is the Director of Family Engagement and Support Services.
At where?
Mental Health Association in New York State.
I wonder how much the National Examiner, what their stipend is for quoting.
Yeah.
Quoting you in their paper. All right, so here are some recommended ways.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, the National Examiner.
Ask the pastor, yes.
New column, ask the pastor. Here are some recommended ways to recover your mental health during trying times. All right, so this is, I'm just not going to read the little blurb after each because it's just so expected. Keep a schedule, put rest and diet first, exercise regularly, stay social. Don't give up. Oh, I love that. You know, when somebody is ready to give up, the thing that you should say to them is,
don't give up.
Right.
Right. Because that's always really
and
helpful.
Because that will work.
Yeah. if you were looking to get flipped off in the first place, it'll work. Yes.
Oh, and the next one too. Become positive.
Oh, become.
Just do it. Just do it. Become positive. Showing gratitude. Doing something nice for others.
Do the hokey pokey
and be optimistic.
And you turn yourself around.
Utilize
and become positive. That's what it's all about.
It's just fluff.
It's, yeah.
Utilize downtime. Accept help. Accept yourself.
No, I mean, look, some of the stuff is core. I mean, when your life gets upended for any reason, we tell people try to keep a schedule. Eat when it's time to eat because you're not going to be hungry. Sleep when it's time to sleep because you may or may not be tired. And wake up when it is time to wake up because, you know, conversely, you may want to sleep through the whole day. Yeah, those are, you know, core things that are, well, good for us to do for our mental health to begin with. And particularly when our mental health is being stressed because we're under a pandemic. But boy, talk about an article that does not generate any deep thinking. It doesn't, you know, as a reader, this doesn't ask you really to think about anything, right? I mean, it's not. I'm still sort of waiting for you. Yep, and what's the point?
Yeah. Right. The thing that I think about, I mean, if we're going to take the National Enquirer, Examiner, whatever, that begins with an E, and put it under some critical reflection, here's my serious critical reflection on it, is where is the community, you know, where, it's very individualized. Like here, you read this and you do these things, like Everything comes from your own self, insight. Your own effort.
Well, except for asking for help.
Right. Yeah. But you're not, it's not, asking for help is not recommended within a community where where help is available, or where you are conditioned or brought up or formed as a person where asking help is just understood to be part of what it means to be a healthy person.
What does it say about asking for help? Because you said there's a little blurb after each one.
As everyone needs a little medical help at times, don't be afraid to get aid for your mental health. Again, it's not wrong. It's not false.
Yeah. But I guess the problem I have with this stuff is, all right, so you notice that you're experiencing post-traumatic stress, or you're, you know, the pandemic has thrown you off your game. And so you see this magazine in the newspaper stand, and, you know, I am sure there are many people who pick this thing up, and this is, it's a newspaper. I mean, it was printed in the newspaper, so it's got to be right. The idea that we can manage the stress associated by just doing things, you know, without running it back through the filtration system and saying, how has this changed us? What have we learned? Has any resilience been formed? If so, where have you seen it? You know, it's like you could read this 30-second article or go out and, I don't know, guzzle down a power drink, or, run to the store and buy something, and everything will be fine. And it's that zip, 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 zip.
Exactly. And that's what I was getting at with the whole sense of being part of a community that forms people in certain ways. That takes time.
Time and depth, time and some depth, and a slowing down, and a little bit of self-reflection. Not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
You know, if you're going to tell somebody to ask for help, it probably behooves you to say, we don't live in a culture that encourages us to do this. So how might we overcome that? Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to become part of larger communities, to join groups or organizations that are rowing in the same direction you are, in order to have people you can rely on, because as Maya Angelou said so brilliantly so long ago, nobody makes it out here alone.
I just want to respond to your whole zip, zip, zip thing. Said, I think is just so right on. And it connects back to what you also said, I think, in the riff on the spinny wheel. The zip, zip, zip doesn't allow the journey into the dark. To eliminate the dark, but to take the dark as its own gift. And
to know that there are gems hidden there.
That there are gems hidden there. And the whole, so, you know, the National Examiner is not going to do that. The National Examiner is part of, as you've said, the zip, zip, zip. The zip, zip, that's the key to today's show and this read.
It's like McDonald's culture.
It's fast food culture. It's fast food. It's like just be happy.
Yeah. And
become positive.
Right. And
try harder.
So if this is your nourishment, this is what you are enriching your soul with on a day-to-day basis. And then you've got somebody like Leslie who comes on and starts going into depth about things. There's probably going to be some blowback, right? Because you're like, oh, well, that's BS. I read the Examiner. All you have to do is this, 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 and this. I don't know why these intellectuals, these people, oh, they have to think about all this stuff. Okay, here's your Examiner.
Well, on the same page.
Okay.
As shake off COVID trauma, tips for getting back to normal. There is the National Examiner. This is an ad. Elevate your health. All right. So, of course, on the same page with all these tips, there's going to be somebody's going to try to sell you something because it's America.
Yes. Amen.
So this is funny. Mother. So Elevate Your Health is the headline. Mother Nature's secret weapon to uplift your body, mood, and mind can be found in plants. Mushbloom. Mushbloom has created...
Those of us who spent the 70s and 80s stoned out of our minds can tell you that much, but all right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Shayna. Mushbloom.
Mushbloom?
Mushbloom has created organic plant-based blends for your cup, mug, smoothie.
Mushbloom.
Or oatmeal bowl. According to the maker, their sample pack allows consumers to try out all 8 varieties of the product, including... Lion's mane for the brain, reishi for happiness, turkey tall for protection.
What?
It doesn't say what. That's me. Beauty blend for radiant skin, chill blend for relaxation.
Chill blend.
For more information, visit www.mushbloom.co.
Today's show brought to you by Mushbloom. Is your life a train wreck? For whatever ails you, we have a cup of tea that can fix it.
Because we can fix it. Zip, zip, zip.
Zip, zip, zip.
Be curious, Shayna.
Go deep, Chris.
Yeah.
And shy. And yes.
Yeah.
What would the opposite be?
Read the national exam.
Yeah. Stay uninformed. Skim the surface and stand in the dark. This has been another broadcast of What in God's Name?
We give a big shout out to our associate producer, Brandon Edwards. He's so amazing.
Hi, Brandon.
We ask you to join us in this work that we're doing, reframing the public conversations using theology and philosophy. Join us by supporting us on Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com. Our corporate sponsor. Which corporate sponsor do you want to hear from today, Shayna?
Oh, pick one, Chris.
The new Dodge Theocrat one-ton pickup with eye-popping towing capacity. If you want to be lord of the open road, the Theocrat is your truck. Test drive a Theocrat today at your local Dodge dealer. Have you ever test driven one of those things?
No, Chris.
The cab is so freaking high, like you almost need a ladder to climb up there.
That's probably why I haven't test driven one, Chris. I probably wouldn't be able to get into the cabin.
We invite you to check us out on our website. You can sign up for our newsletter there. Shayna, our website, whatingods.com, is
whatingods.
Great to see you, Shayna.
Always good to see you, Chris.